clitoral stimulation over penetration for orgasm. For good sex, it's not just about size and thrusting power. Many think that long, hard penetration is the key, but actually, to reach orgasm, a woman needs clitoral stimulation. Studies show the clitoris is 3 times more sensitive than the vaginal wall. People often say G-spot orgasms are more intense than clitoral ones. However, here's an interesting fact. The G-spot is actually part of the clitoris and gets stimulated during penetration. This means G-spot orgasms are closely linked to clitoral ones. For mutual pleasure, penetration isn't necessary. The only purpose of penetration and male ejaculation is reproduction. They aren't needed for a woman to orgasm. Still unsure about the clitoris's role? Consider that people with vaginal agenesis, born without a vagina but with external genitals, can still experience orgasms. Cunnilingus is a popular method for helping a woman reach orgasm. Your tongue, with its many muscles, nerves, and taste buds, is very flexible and well-suited for both tasting and stimulating. Studies show that oral sex is a reliable way for many women to achieve climax. The clitoris is complex, so using your tongue effectively takes some skill. The clitoris. The clitoris is a complex and sensitive area of the body. It is often called the orgasm switch, happy maker, or love button, which can make it seem like giving a woman an orgasm is as easy as pressing a button. However, the clitoris is much more intricate than that. It consists of the head, shaft, and base, extending from the top of the pubic bone down to the anus. Additionally, there are parts of the clitoris that surround the vagina, which are not visible. Learning how to stimulate the clitoris properly is important because of its complexity. Key areas to focus on for female pleasure. The clitoris has 8,000 nerve fibers, more than any other body part, making it crucial to study for enhancing pleasure. Here are 10 key areas to pay attention to. 1. The head of the clitoris is extremely sensitive and is protected by a hood when highly stimulated. Many mistakenly believe this is the entire clitoris. 2. The hidden clitoral cluster, or G-spot, is located at the top of the vaginal ceiling. 3. The pubic mound, situated above the G-spot, is another sensitive area. 4. Just above the clitoral head is a smooth area known as the front commissure. 5. The frenulum is located just under the clitoral head, where the tops of the inner lips meet. 6. The labia minora, or inner lips, are also important. They swell to nearly double their size during arousal. 7. The vaginal entrance is a crucial area to consider. 8. The fourchette is where the bottom of the inner lips meet. 9. The perineum stretches from the fourchette to the anus and is connected to the clitoral area through sensitive tissues. 10. The anus, being the final key area, is important as it links to the clitoral region via sensitive muscles. The stages of female sexual response. The female sexual response can be broken down into 3 stages: foreplay, coreplay, and moreplay. These stages are similar to acts in a Greek play, with each having its own role. Act 1, foreplay. A woman's body gets ready for sexual activity. Her skin becomes more sensitive, her breasts swell, and her body releases chemicals like oxytocin, which makes her feel good. Her nipples might become stimulated, and the clitoris starts to emerge from its protective covering. In Act 2, coreplay, the excitement builds up. Her muscles tighten, her breathing and heart rate increase, and her blood pressure goes up. The vaginal entrance narrows and lengthens by about 2 inches, while the clitoris retracts back under its hood. This is the stage where sexual tension reaches its peak. Act 3, the climax, when everything tightens and an orgasm happens. This is marked by rapid contractions in the vaginal walls and pelvic floor, which can also cause some women to release a small amount of fluid. Women typically experience 6 to 10 contractions during an orgasm, compared to 4 to 6 for men. Act 4, moreplay. The body returns to its normal state. Unlike men, who lose their erections quickly after an orgasm, women's genital areas take longer to settle down. With a bit of stimulation, a woman can be ready to go through the stages again. Proper foreplay techniques. Ensure both of you are comfortable during foreplay and save the genital kiss for the end. The purpose of foreplay is to build sexual tension before performing cunnilingus. Avoid direct contact with her genitals for at least 10 to 15 minutes to create anticipation. Focus on stimulating other parts of her body, like massaging her feet, which can increase endorphins and enhance arousal. You might also enjoy playfully tying her up, which can add to the excitement and give you more time to tease her. When you do reach her vulva, treat it with care and attention. You can start by gently breathing on it, kissing her inner thighs, or kissing through her underwear. When you're ready for the kiss, use your tongue to lick from the bottom to the top, like an ice cream lick. Make sure both of you are comfortable with the position. Rather than the sit on my face position, which might not be ideal, have her lie on her back so she can see and you can easily maintain the flow of the moment. Core play stages, a step-by-step guide. Core play involves six stages, where gentle, rhythmic tongue strokes are crucial. Although it's best when done continuously, breaking it down into stages can help you understand it better. The goal is to build sexual tension and bring your partner to a satisfying orgasm. Use gentle, rhythmic tongue strokes throughout. 1. Establish rhythm. Start by finding a stable rhythm. Once established, focus on giving consistent oral stimulation to the clitoris. 2. Initial technique. Perform 5 vertical licks that cover the clitoris halfway, followed by a longer lick that gently touches the clitoral head. At the same time, partially insert your index finger into the vaginal entrance. 3. Build tension. Concentrate on the clitoral head. For every 5 vertical licks that graze the bottom of the head, add 1 horizontal lick that fully touches it. 4. New move. Continue with the same rhythm, but now press the clitoral head with your tongue and hold for 5 seconds. Insert a second finger and press both fingers against the vaginal ceiling to feel for the G-spot. 5. Pre-orgasm. Maintain the rhythm and pressure as she gets closer to the climax. Slow down the strokes while pressing on the clitoral head. Allow her to move against your tongue. Keep your 2 fingers inside and use your thumb to press her frenulum for maximum G-spot stimulation. 6. Final stage. Ensure a satisfying orgasm by keeping the pressure and holding her in place during contractions. More play and multiple orgasms. More play involves going back to a relaxed state before cuddling or helping her have another orgasm. Many people dream of being with someone who can have multiple orgasms. While most women can experience this, it requires proper clitoral stimulation. It's usually easier for women to have a second orgasm compared to men. After the first orgasm, her body is still very aroused, with blood still in the genital area. More play is the perfect time to return to the initial foreplay by focusing on kissing, hugging, and gentle touches. Don't rush this stage. Although a woman doesn't lose arousal like a man, her clitoris remains very sensitive after an orgasm. Once you're both ready, you can use your hands, tongue, and even your penis. Since she's already had her first orgasm, intercourse can now be a good option. Try a position where she's on top, as this allows her clitoris to touch your pubic bone, increasing her chances of another orgasm. Afterward, don't just end things. Spend an extra 15 minutes enjoying each other's company with kisses and cuddles. This helps celebrate the experience and keeps the connection strong. 3 key points for cunnilingus. When performing cunnilingus, keep these 3 key points in mind. 1. Enjoyment for both partners. Understand that you can also enjoy giving cunnilingus. It's not just about delaying your own pleasure, but focusing on her satisfaction. Without the pressure of penetration, concerns like size and stamina are less relevant. 2. Time and patience. Allow as much time as needed for her to reach orgasm. The session, excluding foreplay, usually lasts between 15 to 45 minutes. Rushing can delay her climax, so be patient and try to make the experience as pleasurable as possible. Proper foreplay can help her reach orgasm more easily. 3. Appreciate her unique scent and taste. Every woman has a unique taste and smell, which can vary based on diet and menstrual cycle. Accept her individuality, and remember that the vagina is self-cleaning and generally more hygienic than many other body parts. Key points. 1. Clitoral stimulation is essential for a woman to reach orgasm, as it is much more sensitive than the vaginal wall. 2. The G-spot is part of the clitoris, making G-spot orgasms closely linked to clitoral stimulation. 3. Oral sex is effective for many women to achieve orgasm due to the clitoris's sensitivity and complexity. 4. The clitoris has 8,000 nerve fibers and includes several sensitive areas like the head, frenulum, and G-spot. 5. The female sexual response has stages: foreplay, coreplay, climax, and moreplay, each contributing to sexual pleasure. 6. Foreplay should build anticipation, avoiding direct genital stimulation at first to enhance arousal. 7. Cunnilingus should be patient and attentive, focusing on enjoyment and accepting each partner's unique scent and taste.